It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
22-minute podcast. 22-minute podcast.
Started my video.
Don't want to take up much of your time.
Sort of cool.
Just gonna read some headlines. Some stuff.
Welcome to the 22 minute podcast. My name is Wes Sievertson.
What's up?
Today is Monday.
It's another one.
Another one day. June 30th.
Gotta be so rigid with everything.
2025.
The last day in June. Congratulations, we made it through
one. Not everyone does. And hey, I am here with Mike Finley and James Foss.
Bringing the summer vibes, y'all.
Yeah, summer's here. No, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Okay.
I like that a lot. That's great.
You know what?
Thank you.
You know, I can see myself there, and I kind of remind myself of, like, there's a scene. It might be like, it's in Toy Story.
Okay.
And there's like some sort of, like, I don't know if it's like a Ken doll or like a doll. It might not be a male doll. There's a doll that kind of moves like that.
I think it's Buzz after he loses his arm.
Maybe
when he's in Andy's place.
And he's
so we're having a tea party.
Yeah, yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking. Exactly. Yeah, you know what? That might be exactly right. Shout out to that Coke smuggling Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's not. What is it? What is the sound? Oh, there it is.
Yeah. And then he yells Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wilson!
My neighbor! Honey, what are the boys doing?
What is that actually from? I'm totally blanking.
Wilson is from Castaway.
Yeah, okay, thank you. He fucked that ball.
Crossover.
Yeah. Yeah, the crossover we all needed.
Honestly, I want to see the SNL bit where it's not just Tom. I said SNL weird. I don't. I might isolate that and repeat that because I said it kind of SNL.
SNL.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're looping that.
SNL.
No, but where it's not just Tom Hanks' character, it's also Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah.
Who get like stranded on the island, and like they're off that thing in about 2.5 weeks, you know, because he's like, oh, I'll build you a boat, you know.
But
it's got a motor and everything.
Yes, somehow he's working on a lathe by the end of it, you know. You're like, what? Oh, also somehow he speaks to his neighbor,
mm-hmm.
who still has his fence and everything. And
you know, Tim.
Honestly, if SNL isn't pumping out these ideas this quickly, why are we in this room and
right.
not in that one?
Right.
Get
to New York, get yourself established, and then
no,
get a little bit
way
gay.
In.
Yeah, well, that might help. It definitely would help me in L.A., I can tell you that. I tried to wink. I did a double. That's usually called blinking, but I did it out of order.
Yeah.
So it was like it really was like
one
a,
and then the
like
other
a tick.
Yeah. Exactly. Are you okay? Yes. Anywho, what the fuck?
That's another one day.
Yeah. Well, let's just get to the day. we don't have, you know, a weekend check or
well,
whatever.
Well, just fun fact.
Oh sure.
On this day, I'll be driving to New Orleans.
New Orleans,
yeah.
Fun. While you're in Texas, you're taking
a
secondary trip. A
secondary road trip.
So you'll be able to listen to this.
Yes.
And I'll tell you right now, since you'll be listening to it, that you should go to the Vampire Cafe.
Okay.
In the French Quarter.
Perfect.
Get the alligator po' boy.
Who are you going with?
My mother, my father, my daughter, and my grandma.
Okay, so when they're upset that you're listening to this.
No, they won't be. My granny will definitely love it.
Why?
I love you, granny.
Oh, just
well,
to
she
hear,
just, yeah,
hear
no,
your
she
voice,
just, seen, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she just supports everything I do.
Tell her.
Did you guys ever see dance around
her
little underwear?
Tell her my voice is Will.
Okay.
Okay.
That was your other grandson.
That was your other grandson. Yeah. He's doing it too. He's doing great.
Did you ever see dance around little underwear? That stupid.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I actually filmed that.
We'll put a clip of it right here, and we're back. Okay.
So that was filmed in Granny's house. It's like 2:30 in the morning that we're filming this.
I recognized that
house. And then
house.
She came out after we were done recording, saw us dance around, and was like, hey, what are you boys doing? Okay, you want me to make you something?
Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
Granny's always been very supportive of
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Every artistical thing we've
you
ever
done. She may not understand your humor, but she knows that people find things funny. She knows people find things funny. So.
Fucking funniest thing is used to watch SNL with her, like staying at her house, and like one time she didn't know that we were watching SNL.
Yeah.
And then they were doing Family Feud, and she was like, what are we watching? She's like, oh, good. I knew that wasn't Steve. It was great.
It's Arsenal, baby.
It's one of my favorite
It's Arsenal.
My favorite memories.
Yeah, that's going to live in the 22-minute podcast.
Arsenal?
Arsenal. Well, you know what, guys? Actually, you know, we'll take a second here to remind you the necessity of we actually do have to abandon the 22-minute podcast name.
Oh, right.
And all that. So we got to come up with a new one, and we'll have to restart this this idea. I mean, whatever. We're just going to do the same shit.
Rebranding.
And we'll tell you to go listen to this. Yeah. It's just that I'd made a mistake whenever I blah, 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 and I can't upload here. I don't have control of this, and I need control of it. Mm-hmm. Any fucking who.
Okay, the Vampire Cafe, is that what you said it was?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, we're going to go there.
I want to go, but I mean, obviously.
Alligator Po' Boy, man.
That sounds delicious.
It sounds amazing.
They send the alligator meat through like a tenderizer that like pokes it with a bunch of needles and shit.
Have you had alligator? Okay,
good.
Don't tempt
me with a good time.
I know, dude.
Very reasonable. I would suggest it for a lunch, like a late lunch.
Well, that sounds like the first place we'll go to when we get there.
You know,
check into the hotel and go there.
You know, I think, you know, you've always wanted to go to the Pacific Northwest, right? I think unless there's some real money flowing, I don't know, you know, maybe we should try to build a commune outside of New Orleans.
Ooh.
You know.
A waterproof one?
Well, obviously, yeah, we're going to have to. Put it in.
Have you ever been down in that area, Wes?
Yeah, we played a handful of shows around the area. What? I'm sorry. What are you implying, sir?
Sir?
Commune ain't gonna work too well, buddy.
What do you mean? Do you know how many cults start in that area? It's the same shit.
Yeah, but they're
Haven't
from
you seen
that
season
area.
3 of The Righteous Gemstones?
Haven't you seen True Detective season 1?
Oh, yeah.
My family's been here for years.
I'm not talking about a real commune, dude. I'm just saying, like, whenever like, it makes sense for multiple people to be like, well, okay, well, I'll put, like, a reasonable-sized home on a couple acres, and that's cheaper if I go in with a couple people that I trust.
Yeah.
That's what I call a commune. Because I imagine if you did that, like me... I got the interface. I got the mics. I'm getting you settled. If I do all that shit, all of a sudden excitement. Mm-hmm. You know,
now
it's like fun. I want to do it every week. And like I knew this would happen if I just build it and they would come. And so I think the same thing would happen if even if one of us was able to. I mean, I guess it's your inclination, but I am certainly willing if I ever was able to purchase X amount of acres and put a 2-3. I'm sorry. Is that right? Yeah, 3-2. I said it backwards. Mm-hmm. 3-2, but a compact 3-2. Yeah, you know, with like a shed. And then there's so many acres, so much room left. I'd be like, if you want to put one of these guys on here, put it on there. I don't give a shit. Yeah, or whatever. Just a legal domicile that fits the goddamn code, and I don't got to deal with it. And we'll split the goddamn property tax.
Let's do it.
I'm fine with it.
All for it.
Just to let you know, if I do ever come into money, that's going to happen because I don't want to be alone. What happened today? June 30th. On this day in 1936, I guess what this is going to be. Oh, never mind.
I kept a lot of that. I kept it so political.
You know what? If we turn history into what might actually be literature history, I'm not upset about that. We just don't even do regular history. We only do entertainment history. Unless you want me to yell. You know what I mean? If you're like, you know what? I need a good
It's been a little while. I'll go and plug one in.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'll get triggered the moment you make me think about reality. on this day in 1936, Margaret Mitchell published Gone with the Wind. Is that a racist? Anyone know?
I don't know. I never saw it.
I think it's about the antebellum South. I've just never seen it either.
Okay.
I do know some circumstances surrounding the first African-American to win Best Supporting Actress.
Oh, right.
I can't remember her name. If I tried to guess, even though her real name might actually sound like a stereotype. I don't want to try to guess it.
Good.
But she, yeah, you know, she got a lot of shit from the black community for like,
really?
That. Yeah. Well, because that was the thing. It's almost like the Peter Dinklage thing.
Pete Dink, yeah.
Hattie McDaniel.
Thank you. Yeah, she won Best Actress and she had to accept it from what they might call a satellite location. A separate location because they wouldn't let her in the fucking place.
Fucking dumb.
But no, in the same way that Peter Dinklage is getting shit for like great the dwarfs in Snow White or CGI, you just took jobs away. Like yes, they were stereotypical, but these are the jobs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was also kind of it was almost like a flip. With the black community of like they really did the black acting community. They really didn't like there were only so many of those roles and there were so many black so it was a weird bitterness where it's like obviously there's a community of people who are like this is where we make our money, this is what we have to do, they're not gonna not cast these roles, would you rather be white people in blackface, and then they're the ones who are like yeah but they're still really like stereotypical, like the guy who played Uncle Remus in Song of the South, which you can't watch anywhere. He got a lot of shit for that, you know. But that was actually much later, so you kind of understand more, I guess, why he got shit for that. Whereas Hattie McDaniel, with an H, this is the 30s, man. Like, what other options you got? Tell me. Anyway, weird Hollywood history.
Yeah.
I listened to a weird podcast on it, hosted by Rian Johnson's wife.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And you know what? I actually heard another podcast be like, oh, I listened to that. And I was like, good. I'm in good company.
Nice.
Maybe. Anyway. On this day, 1937, the world's first emergency telephone number, 999, was launched in London. And they were like, do you know how many times people accidentally dialed 3 9s? They were like, we got to change this shit.
Yikes.
That is why it's 911 in America. Mm-hmm. So you can't just go boop, boop, boop. Or a baby is.
Although you can, because I distinctly remember being at the water park whenever I was younger trying to call my mother's cell phone number. And I obviously had to. I left out the area code.
And a fountain of water fell on my phone. But
I used a payphone.
Ah.
Oh.
And it started out 591.
Mm-hmm.
19, you know. And then the 5 didn't click.
Right.
So I hit 911, and then I was like, fuck. And then they called back, and I was like,
All these fucking homeless people coming on these goddamn payphones.
Making right on the 5. They know a 5 is going to be in there, bro.
I'm going to fuck somebody's day up.
You're welcome for the image. Oh, God.
To this day, I really
he did it. He did it again. Uh-oh. Comet does come through. He doesn't come through the Zoom, but he does come through little bit. Anywho, all right. Where are we?
1966.
On this day in 1966, the National Organization for Women, NOW, that's what the acronym spells, was founded with the mission of promoting equal rights for women.
Nice.
Yeah, they were like, sure, we can vote, but if I go to try to get a job, they're like, thank you for applying for the secretary position. Do you have the note from your husband?
Mm-hmm. Can you use a typewriter?
And if you do, he's consenting to us ogling and perhaps poking you in places.
We'll be having sex. It won't be consensual.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I don't know when the term sexual harassment was coined.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in the early 70s, maybe late 60s. But I don't know. It's also, there's a disparagement there from when it was coined and then from when it was introduced into the modern workplace.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so even then, it's a tough thing to kind of nail down of like, imagine that environment, right? Where it's not even a concept.
Yeah.
It's not something there's a word for. It's not something, it's almost like trans people before a trans conversation was open.
Yeah.
So that's why you may see that very tiny percentage grow of how many trans people there are. It's because there are people who are like, holy shit, this is a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's the same thing women were experiencing in the workplace, being like, they are predators. Oh, fuck.
These guys suck.
Yeah, exactly. So it's incredible. That's why education is key. I don't know. That wasn't really like the point I was trying to make or anything.
It's an excellent point to have.
It's a clear explanation and example of why if anyone is subverting or trying to subdue a reading of books and education in any way, it's because they want you to be a mind slave.
Yep.
And I don't use the
word. And also those fucking executives that were guilty of all that shit before its time introduced
100%
into like fucking employee handbooks got to fucking make all the laws.
Before HR was a thing,
well, you know,
to suppress all that shit.
You're absolutely right, and not even that. So, you know the Stokes. I think it's the Stokes monkey trial. I think that's right. I think we learned about it in school, but I re-educated myself on it. The Stokes monkey trial is an actual. It went to the Supreme Court about evolution, teaching evolution, Darwinism and that kind of thing. Because the book that they were using at the time in like the 1930s or 20s or 30s, something like that, it included a brief, you know, thing on Darwin and evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And it was against the law in Tennessee or something. I don't remember one of these, you know, fucking butt fuck, whatever, cousin loving, like, you know, redneck, like ignorant, like, you know what I mean? Like racist, like, you know,
goon.
Yeah. Full of Nazis at this point. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of those states, it was illegal to teach evolution. And so what's weird though, is like, essentially what happened is like a group of, I don't remember if they were Republican or Democrats, cause this is around the time where all that shit flipped.
Yeah.
so anyway, they were like, hey, Stokes, this teacher in Tennessee, I think, did you teach evolution? And he's like, well, I don't know. I, you know, we read the fucking book they gave me, so I guess I read this part. I guess I did. And he's like, okay, well, listen, we want to take this to trial. So if you – no. He's like, listen, we want to because this is important.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't
the opposite end there.
No. They're not saying like, hey, fuck you, you're going to jail. He's saying like – they're saying like, you'll never fucking go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, we just need an excuse to get this on paper, to make this official, because there are Christian – bullshit, like, not ill. This is 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And this is why it's so famous. But anyway, yeah, that was like a big part of it, was like he had to agree to it. And like they never even talked to him.
Really?
I mean, he was there
at
the trial, but it just became like a debate between this guy, that guy. Anyway, so when looking that up, this is such a long explanation, but honestly, like, if you don't know about that shit, please look it up.
Yeah.
Please read about it. And then you'll realize that, like, it's nothing new. It's not some modern Democrat conspiracy. Religion is a trap. Anywho, so I also found out in that book that had evolution that he read from, it also had eugenics.
No way.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it's one of those things of like, as far as you can progress sometimes, you're still half fucking backwards.
That's fucking wild.
Well, but that's the point, is like, even something like Darwinism or evolution can be manipulated and applied to then, like, yes, something like eugenics.
Yeah.
Where you're Leonardo DiCaprio at the end of fucking Django Unchained. You see the curve in the fucking skull, you know, and I'm not doing,
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't do the impression. Anyway. But it's just bullshit, and you need to realize that it's been bullshit for centuries, and, like, people have been trying to argue this bullshit science, and, like, anyway, blah, blah, blah. I guess that was pie shop. I don't know, bro.
No, that was a pie shop, for sure.
All right, fuck it. We're moving on. Nope, I don't really care. We're gonna go ahead and go cha-cha,
action.
All right, on this day in 1971, I do absolutely care. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is released.
Wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
I don't know if there's anything wrong with that movie.
Nope.
Like, I hadn't really thought
OSHA
about
would
it.
Disagree.
No, sure. And you know who else?
Well, it's a different level of OSHA for Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, you know, because I do think they have like thicker, like literally thicker skin.
Yeah.
If we're talking eugenics.
Oh no,
Peter Dinklage.
Pete Dink.
Okay, all right. I meant more because like they're orange, not because they're small. You know.
Sure. Get them, Pete.
Who played them? I didn't see the like. Oh, it was fucking Hugh Grant, you know?
Yeah. In Wonka?
Yeah, I didn't see it. I don't know that I plan on watching it, but anyway.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. I bet it's whimsical and charming, you know? On this day in 1976, a real issue for machismo, garnering machismo in the 1970s for children like my dad. The outlaw Josie Wales. You know, is this the one where he said, you gonna do something or are you just gonna stand there and bleed?
Maybe. I don't know.
My dad told me that he said that.
Your dad said that
I hadn't seen the movie.
Yeah.
So it's like if you told Scout.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Yeah, I'm the guy who said, never mind, I don't want
to. Yeah.
The only thing I think is something, the most inappropriate thing I could think
of. Oh, no.
It's the only thing I could think of. And I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Well, good. My pa loved this movie. Yeah,
I'm sure it's
fine.
Was
this one of the three? Like, was this also? Okay, it wasn't a part of the Good, Bad, the Ugly.
No, because those are all
for a few dollars more. Yeah.
Or, yeah, those are all, like, weird long shit.
Okay.
Longer than, I guess, Outlaw Jesse Wells. And I think Jesse Wells was, like, is he, like, based on anyone real? Or is there another movie?
I don't know.
I feel like for some reason, I feel like there was either, like, a movie from the 20s about Jesse Wells or he's a real guy or something.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah. I need to stop holding my mic and then I could like look stuff up, but I just move my head constantly and that's the real issue. Probably good for video, right?
Yeah, no, for sure.
All right, on this day in 1995, I am the law. Sylvester Stallone, Sly himself, Judge Dredd. I'm sorry. Also on this day in 1995, I didn't mean to skip this other one.
No, you're good.
Apollo 13, which is a fun one, but again, we get to the issue of like I don't want to hear like how historically accurate is it. I don't fucking care.
Is it historically accurate?
I don't. Probably not. Okay. I'm just saying, you're dramatizing what happened. Like, you're literally talking about what could be, like, government secrets.
Oh, sure.
Like, you know what I mean? So you have to consider that level to, like, we're making a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so who cares, like, what happens in between
there? I think the only historically accurate part of that movie was that they did all have Corvettes.
Okay. Yeah, because that was always a weird part to me. Like, really? Okay. I mean, I guess they're astronauts. Yeah, they got to be making... I don't know what money is. You know what I mean? I'm a child.
Right.
Again, didn't mean to skip this guy. On this day in 1989, a Spike Lee joint, Do the Right Thing, which is really incredible.
Yeah, it is.
That was his debut movie, wasn't it?
Man, you know, and I'm glad he's like if Wes Anderson was like, okay, I'm done with my style, and then kind of just started doing other stuff, because he's just become kind of like a solid all-around director.
Yeah.
Instead of kind of his like very cinematic, but like, his dialogue was almost like more theatrical back in the day. I'd love to see like him do another one of those. I guess
he would break the fourth wall often.
Exactly. I was going to say,
love that.
What didn't they do that? What I think it was the one of the last Chadwick Boseman movies.
What
is it called? Five and something. Anyway, that was really
Five
good.
Five Bridges, something maybe.
No, I don't remember. It was like a Vietnam thing, man. It was weird.
Oh,
we ran out of time.
Okay.
We ran
on this day in 2002, Spider-Man 2 came out. That's important.
Important. On this day in 1995, never mind, we're done. We're done. Fuck it. They're all important. They're all important.
Happy another one day.
And we've already blown it. So, okay, bye.
Bye.